Summer is, for some, synonymous with beaches. The Environmental Protection Agency hopes to keep them cleaner. The agency has been looking at tightening standards that trigger warnings or beach closures when bacteria counts rise. Milwaukee's three beaches along Lake Michigan would fall under the proposed plan. We drop in on a local team that's already doing routine water quality checks. The sun bounced brilliantly across the water at South Shore Beach in Bayview early Thursday morning as two workers checked the pulse of the beach.
Nusret Sheikh.
Katie Lenz.
They're interns from the UWM School of Public Health, and they're quick to retort, no 2 days are the same. They should know. Crews are out sampling and probing 6 days a week. Katie Lenz pulls on heavy waders and steps out into the lake to knee depth. She carries a quart-sized plastic jug and rinses it 3 times before drawing a sample. She dumps it into a larger, empty jug. Lenz repeats the steps halfway down the beach and once more at its other end. In the meantime, Nusret Sheikh takes stock of the beach environment. That includes counting the numerous birds.
We have ducks about 150, and these are the seagulls, which are about 75.
Sheikh taps her findings into the iPad she carries. She says the life on the beach can contribute to its water quality.
Do you also note how the water looks?
Yes, I do note everything. I see the turbidity. Today, it looks clear visually.
And what else do you check visually?
Then I see the weather conditions. Today, it's sunny. Number of people at the beach. There's one guy walking near to the beach, so I put one. Number of people in people boating, I don't see anybody. Boats are still zero. Number of people fishing, zero. Number of dead fish, I'm going to look for the number of dead fish. I don't see any, but I just keep looking till I walk back.
What else do you have to check for?
We also look for any street litter, any floatables in the water, any kind of odor. Sometimes we smell algae, sometimes we smell dead fish, sometimes sewage. So that's what we know.
Normally, Sheikh and Lenz do some basic water quality tests on site. Unfortunately, their two digital meters missed the beach visit because they were in need of repair. Still, there will be plenty of testing back indoors. The interns, 9 in all, work side by side with scientists, 3 days a week in the City of Milwaukee's Health Department's lab, the other two at a UWM lab. It's part of a collaboration the city and the Zilber School of Public Health struck 3 years ago. Katie Lenz says the experience has stoked both her interest in freshwater research and a growing sense of responsibility.
I've learned that there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration when informing the public about the water quality, because you want to give correct information, but you also don't want to worry the public if you don't need to.
Paul Biedrzycki can't help but put the challenge of publishing the most up-to-date beach water quality information possible in historical context. The director of disease control and environmental health has worked at the city's health department for decades.
I've been here 32 years, and we used to do beach sampling in a boat about 200 yards away.
He credits the partnership as a breakthrough in the monitoring program. He says the UWM lab is developing models to help predict water quality. Biedrzycki says the on-the-scene information and water samples interns deliver back from beaches feed the effort.
And in some ways have helped us improve the predictive model. That is kind of the gold standard. The idea that we can measure physical or chemical parameters very quickly to predict microbial contamination that may, again, pose a risk to the public.
As for the impact tightened EPA standards could have on Milwaukee's work, Biedrzycki says only it has created some controversy. He remains riveted to local momentum he hopes to build on. Just a few years ago, beach monitoring happened 2 or 3 times a week. In 2012, it ratcheted up to 5, and 1 year later, 6. Biedrzycki says the program is nurturing a new generation of scientists.
It's been really a win-win situation in terms of future workforce development and leadership development around public health. This generation has been very energized in helping us solve some of the pressing environmental issues in the coming decade.
The public can view the latest beach conditions all summer on the Milwaukee Health Department website. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.